Hello and welcome to the 7th of October edition of the podcast of Peter Wright's blog. From Peter Wright, contrarian thinker and speaker, it's not what happens to you in life, it's what you do about it that counts. So today's post started off with a quotation by Tony Robbins. One reason so few of us achieve what we truly want is that we never direct our focus. We never concentrate our power. Most people dabble their way through life, never deciding to master anything in particular. And the title of today's post is Focus, the Key to Human Success. One of the most important differences between humans and other animals is our ability to focus on abstract concepts, not just tangible things like food, finding a mate, or a place to shelter. We can also focus outside the present moment on ideas, questions, events or desires, real or imagined in the future. We can focus on lessons learned from past experiences in a deeper way than the instinctive learning of animals. Robert Greene in his book, Mastery, there's a link in the post there, writes about these differences and attributes this ability to focus as a major factor of survival when early man first ventured out of the trees, physically defenseless against predators and at a disadvantage when competing for food against other primates and larger mammals. On page 7 he writes, "Animals are locked in a perpetual present. They can learn from recent events, but they are easily distracted by what is in front of their eyes." He goes on to explain how this ability to focus enabled our ancestors to create social structures which led to civilization as we know it today. The key to why many people today find it difficult to focus is in that second sentence in the quoted extract from the book. Easily distracted by what is in front of their eyes. Focusing requires thinking, which in Henry Ford's words is, "Thinking is the hardest work there is, which is probably the reason why so few engage in it." End of quote. Thinking requires applying the mind to the activity at hand. It is difficult or impossible to apply the mind and think when distracted. One of the biggest disadvantages of the digital age and almost universal access to high-speed internet is that the sources of distraction have multiplied exponentially. Not only the number of distractions, but their intensely compelling and never-ending nature. Before smartphones and tablets, few people were connected continuously. Then, when unable to surf the web or update social media, most of our distractions were passive. Reading, watching TV, listening to music, or they were physical, exercise and sport, and work. Except for the more mindless TV programs, most of these activities were less distracting. Time spent reading, listening to music, doing exercise or playing sport can be stimulating, encourage thinking, and generate ideas. Does everything we do online fall into the category of distractions? Obviously not. The internet is a valuable tool that makes our lives easier and provides us with a huge number of opportunities for business, personal development, communication, education, and entertainment, which was unknown to earlier generations. There's evidence to suggest that playing some types of video games can help people develop or improve certain skills, so there's a lot of good. However, for most of us, it's a major source of distraction. Halving our distracted time and using the time saved for creatively stimulating activities could make a huge difference to our lives. I've used the example before that an hour spent writing every weekday adds up to over 200,000 words written in a year. That's enough for two books. Imagine if you produced a bestseller with one of those two books. How would that hour a day have changed your life? There are several reasons why people today find it difficult to focus. In the previous post, I wrote about the importance of getting your why, who, and what figured out before getting distracted by the how and when. When you know with certainty what you need to focus on, the next step is creating an environment that gives you time to think without endless distractions. an environment and a schedule that supports you in focusing on the few critically important activities you need to do to build a successful and happy life. The next post will explore ideas to help you create that environment and schedule.